I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The Turkish government has a problem with the word genocide, or at least with how Pope Francis used the word yesterday.
Viene considerata come il primo genocidio.
Speaking at a mass in St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Francis referred to the tragedy that struck the Armenian people a century ago as genocide. The Turkish government was not pleased and responded by recalling its ambassador to the Vatican. Reporter Dalia Mortada in Istanbul is going to help us examine this story, starting with what Pope Francis actually said.
What he actually said was that what happened in 1915 is generally referred to as the genocide, as the first genocide of the 20th century. And what happened in 1915 were mass massacres and deportations of Armenian Christians from what was then the Ottoman Empire, modern-day Turkey. And this has been a very contentious issue ever since this period in history, because it was a period in which the Ottoman Empire, now Turkey, was defending its borders. It was trying to stay intact. And one way that it was doing so was basically protecting Muslim populations while, in some way or another, depending on who you ask, moving the Christian population, specifically the Armenian Christian population, outside of the Ottoman Empire's borders.
So it gets a little complex there, but even straying slightly from the genocide or not genocide narrative appears controversial, as the Pope now knows. Lay out what the whole debate is really about.
Well, so the whole debate is about the word genocide. Turkey has said that massacres happened, that awful things happened in its past. But it has also said it's always maintained the fact that it happened on both sides, and it was not a systematic elimination of the Armenian population within its borders or within the Ottoman Empire's borders. That it wasn't done systematically. They were doing what they had to do in order to survive. And just like the Ottoman Muslims on their side had committed crimes against humanity and against these Armenians, on the Armenians, they also did that against non-Christians. And so that's the way Turkey has framed it. Whenever the whole issue of genocide, the word genocide comes up, basically what happens is that Turkey diplomatically often withdraws its ambassador. In the case of the Vatican, their representative of the religious body within Turkey was withdrawn, and they're talking about what other consequences the Vatican might face as a result of the Pope's statements. A few years ago, in 2010, actually, the U.S. Congress was debating a bill to call the massacres against Armenians in 1915 a genocide. And the foreign minister at the time basically said that Turkey will downgrade its strategic relationship with the United States if they did that. And so it's always been an issue that word is not meant to be used with the incidences that happened in 1915.
And that's what appears to have happened with the comments made by the Pope, despite his nuancing his explanation. Did Turkey kind of take it as a national political insult?
It seems to be the case, because they have withdrawn their representative, and they've also called the ambassador from the Vatican in Turkey, and have basically just expressed their sadness and have said that, you know, the Pope shouldn't be inciting hatred and resentment. The foreign minister of Turkey has also he released a few tweets saying that this is not an issue that should be talked about by religious leaders, that this is not a role that a religious leader should play by calling it a genocide. The government at least has taken it quite personally. I don't know if the population is really following it as closely, though.
I mean, 1915, as you say, 100 years, several generations have come and gone since 1915. Can you explain why no one seems to want to let this genocide or not a genocide issue go?
It's this whole idea of reconciliation, of just admitting what went wrong in the past and reconciling it with that. Several generations have gone by, and there are plenty of people who've said that, yes, we've moved past it. Yes, it's been 100 years, but just to get recognition that this happened will really help reconcile this dark period of their history.
Reporter Dalia Mortada in Istanbul, always good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.
The Pope wasn't the only one focusing on Armenia this weekend. So was someone with a lot more pop culture appeal, Kim Kardashian. The reality TV star and her family just spent several days visiting Armenia. The Kardashians have Armenian roots, and Kim is arguably the best-known Armenian-American, maybe ever. So naturally, Armenia went more berserk for her than a bunch of paparazzi at LAX. The Guardian's Ian Black is in Armenia to cover the centenary of the genocide, but he's been doing his own version of keeping up with the Kardashians.
I think the most important thing they did, the one that attracted the most attention, was to go to the Armenian Genocide Memorial Complex, which is on a hill overlooking Yerevan, and they paid their respects. They laid flowers at the Eternal Flame. Obviously, were much photographed. Khloe Kardashian was seen wearing a lapel badge. It's in the form of a little purple flower, forget-me-not, which has become, for this centenary, the symbol of the genocide. And they basically went to the obvious places, were much photographed, followed by fans and photographers wherever they went, and generally generated a huge amount of attention. But it was the genocide-related issues, I think, that were at the center of people's minds.
I gather that her husband, Kanye West, hosted a free concert in Yerevan and then jumped into something known as Swan Lake during the performance. Do Kanye antics water down kind of Kim's patriotic message? Or is it just part of the deal?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that, you know, Armenians were sort of realistic about it. They knew she was a big star. They know what reality TV is. This is quite a conservative country, by the way. The church is still quite influential. You know, she's not a mainstream figure in that sense. I think the antics were more about the celebrity aspect of it. What they really cared about was the attention this was bringing to the genocide issue. The coincidence of her being here also on the day that the Pope spoke out about the genocide and used the G word, that is a pretty powerful combination. It's two very, very different figures of global celebrity with very different profiles, obviously both publicizing this issue. People really care about it. They suffered as a nation a terrible loss. And although it has received greater recognition in recent years, Turkey, the perpetrator of those atrocities, has never used that word. It's never acknowledged it as a genocide. And that's something that Armenians, even quite simple people who probably had never heard of Kim Kardashian, feel very, very strongly about. So that, I think, is what accounts for the frenzy.
So despite what we may feel or know about Kim Kardashian, would you say she's kind of a player when it comes to the issue of the Armenian genocide?
I think that she has become so. Friends of mine, people I've been talking to, who say, look, they had reservations about her when they heard that she was coming. But actually, the way that she has highlighted the issue has meant that the unrecognized genocide has generated headlines across the world. And maybe people who never knew anything about it before are now more aware. That's been the most important outcome of this. You know, whether the Kardashian effect will remain is a different matter. But certainly for these few days, and at this very sensitive time, as the centenary approaches, people will be talking about it here, I think, for some time to come.
Yeah, I mean, with the coincidence of the centenary of the genocide, and apparently Kim Kardashian was taping some episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians in Armenia, what is Armenia like after the Kardashians leave? Kind of like the circus has just left town?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. The circus has left town. They left early this morning. Republic Square, where the hotel is where they were staying, has gone back to normal. There are no more crowds outside the hotel, and no screaming of fans into the small hours of the night. But this country is deeply concerned by this issue. It goes to the very core of its being. And along came this exotic celebrity, for good and for bad, and, you know, catapulted it into the headlines. And people cared about that more than anything else. So as one Armenian friend of mine said to me, she'll be missed when she's gone.
The Guardian's Ian Black in Armenia. And if you're keeping up with the Kardashians, check out the Israeli newspapers. Kim and her entourage touched down today at Ben Gurion Airport. One Israeli website reported that Kim and Kanye went to Israel to baptize their almost 2-year-old daughter, Northwest, at a church in Jerusalem's Armenian quarter. They're also scheduled to visit the Western Wall and other Jerusalem sites before heading down to the Dead Sea and across the border to Jordan.